Saturday, December 22, 2012. Katrin Fackinger looked as though she'd just been snatched from the jaws of death. Her thin face was pale, and she had dark circles under her eyes. She dragged herself into the conference room and dropped into a chair.
"Watch out that the sniper doesn't shoot you down," Kruger said cynically. "You look like your own grandmother."
"Why don't you take a look at the mirror? You're not as fresh as the morning dew either,"
Katrin countered, sounding annoyed.
"I put in extra hours to help you out, and the first thing you do is insult me."
"Christian didn't mean it personally," Ostermann grinned. "But Engel's secret weapon posed a theory yesterday."
"Who?"
Katrin asked and sneezed.
"The FBI genius from Wiesbaden,"
Kruger said in a disparaging tone.
"He knows everything, does everything better, and he claims that he pretty much solved the DC sniper case all by himself."
Andreas Neff, a case analyst from State Police Headquarters. "He's supposed to support our investigation," Pia explained. "He analyzed both cases and is firmly convinced that the perp is targeting elderly women."
"Great, thanks a lot,"
said Katrin, her eyes shooting daggers at Kruger. She was the youngest team member in K-11. With her smooth, girlish face, angular glasses, and petite figure, at first glance she looked much younger than 26. But her non-threatening appearance was misleading. Katrin was self-possessed and fearless. A few years back, she'd been the one who resolutely read Frank Benke the Riot Act and finally made sure that he was suspended from the force.
"What kind of cop is that?"
she asked.
"You'll meet him in a minute,"
replied Kai, who was leaning on the windowsill and looking down at the parking lot.
"The poor man's Dale Cooper is heading this way."
"Let me give you a quick rundown of the meager results from the ballistics tests," said Kruger, paging through the reports he'd brought with him. "After examining the two bullets, it's clear that they were fired from the same weapon. Unfortunately, the weapon has never been registered, so we don't have it in our system."
"So it's a sure thing that it was the same perp in both incidents,"